Stephen Agnew, your single MLA, Brian Wilson, sits in a group together with Alliance in the chamber. Alliance made it clear that they're voting for the budget. So is Brian Wilson going to vote with Alliance, or is he going to vote with the opposition, with the SDLP and the UUP, who seem to be dead set to vote against?
I think as the only party of opposition at present, we have to vote against this budget. I mean, it completely fails to recognise the realities we're in. I mean, for example, there's a lot of talk, and I think the point's been rightly put. You know, the UP just keep asking for more and more and more, and they seem to have gone to almost never, never, never will we support this budget. So we are going to offer alternatives. I mean, there's 700...
Can I just clarify? You say we have to vote against. Are you convinced that your MLA will vote against? Because we do know that he's got a bit of an independent streak in him.
Absolutely. No, Brian will vote against this budget. We have discussed this, and the party is unanimous in this. I mean, in the budget, there's £790 million worth on new road building schemes. Now, at times of fiscal constraints, at times when oil prices are going up, why are we making our society even more dependent on cars? With that money alone, we could guarantee there'd be no rise in fees. We could put the necessary money into the health service, and we could have a full Green New Deal insulation scheme as opposed to the small pilot project that's in this budget. So there is money that can be played around with. Some of these schemes, some of the money being spent in this budget is nonsensical. So we will, as a party...
I mean, some of those road building schemes are benefiting from matching funding from the EU, and you'll be passing up the opportunity, as it were, to get free money from Europe if you don't actually go ahead with those schemes.
But for what purpose? How do these roads ultimately in the long term benefit us? You know, oil, as we know, is running out. We need to move towards a low carbon economy, not just for reasons of climate change, but also reasons to make transport affordable. Oil has gone up. Increasingly, people can't afford to fill their petrol tanks, can't afford to heat their homes. We need to move away on this dependence on oil. Building, and, you know, we should be investing our money at this time. Putting money into new road building streams is throwing money away.
As it has been put forward, are you in favour of the plastic bag tax or against? Because there's been controversy that, in fact, other green budgets have been cut for this Green New Deal that has been included in the budget, and that the plastic bag tax is part of that. So where have you come down on that?
Yeah, I mean, Sammy Wilson seems to be given with one hand and taken away with two. First, we were told we have a plastic bag tax, which is something we supported. Then there was this... You know, that will bring in £4 million a year in revenue, which is, you know, the aim of the plastic bag tax should be to reduce the use of plastic bags, not set a target for revenue raising. And then he cut the rates rebate for installation that we currently have and said that was for the Green New Deal. And he's also cutting £4 million from the Department of Environment budget over and above the cuts that were already there. And he said that's for the Green New Deal. So this has just been used as a smokescreen so that Sammy Wilson can cut and say, but look, I'm doing this over here. Well, it's not good enough. We've seen through his smokescreen.
So you're for or against it as we're proposed?
Well, they're going to insist that the money has to come out of the Department of Environment, we don't see why that's necessary. We can have a plastic bag tax without that. So we support the principle of plastic bag tax, but not how it's being done.
And one other green-related issue for that was in the budget, an out-of-town levy was included by Sammy Wilson. I don't know, did you follow that aspect or not? Stephen did. What do you reckon to that on the planning side?
I think it's a start, but you know, we have to recognise that Sammy Wilson was the Minister of Environment, and he, along with every DUP Minister of Environment, has failed to publish PPS5, which would restrict out-of-town shopping centre building. So that's the next step, but we support this measure.